Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Time to fire somebody from America.
Yes!
This is coming out of not Florida.
Really?
Oh, what?
Interesting.
It's their northern friends in Georgia.
Okay.
You guys know I used to live in the old Georgia area.
You did? Yeah. For a while.
38-year-old guy named Frederick Turner. He was driving his drunk truck.
Well, I made that part up.
You know, he hadn't been drinking too much, but his truck was. No, so he was driving his drunk truck through Coweta County last week. He crashed and flipped over.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
Now, you got to think that if you are in your drunk truck, the person you're calling is probably not going to be the authorities.
No.
Probably not.
You call somebody close to you to come pick you up.
Yeah, like
sure.
A BFF.
You just leave the truck there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Abandoned ship.
So he called his girlfriend, Jessie Walker. She came to come get him. She's like 22.
Ooh.
So she was on her way to come pick him up.
Uh-huh.
She crashed into a ditch
during the rescue
mission.
How unfortunate.
Cops rolled up on him, found both Jessie's pickup.
And hers.
And Frederick's pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And a cooler full of Michelob Ultras.
Oh, no.
Turns out that girlfriend was also driving her drunk truck.
Oh, my goodness. Oopsie.
When she came to pick him up.
You called your drunk friend to pick you up for drunk driving?
I mean, at that point, what do? Just sit in the ditch and pop a cold one?
I mean, at this point, you're going
yeah,
to jail.
You might okay.
I mean, literally, that's what they
yes,
did.
Yes.
Now, of course, they were both arrested for drunk driving.
Hmm.
We need to post this up on the KLEV website.
It's up on the KLEV website.
Oh, it's already there.
Check out those wonderful,
perfect,
wonderful bloodshot mugshots.
One of
mug
them
shots.
Looks half Tiger
uh-huh.
King.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Got that hairdo going. That's all I'm saying. Great job, guys, for getting fired from America.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
98.7 KLEV with Miles in the Morning. You got to fire somebody from America.
Yeah.
Did this a little earlier, too. This is kind of a sad story when you consider where it all ended up.
Uh-oh.
But there is a gentleman who is in a little town just outside of Seattle, Washington. Well, he ran his drunk truck into a Chevron station.
Oh, we can't do that.
And whoops. Then decided he was going to try to get away a little bit. Realized, I can't drive anymore.
Man, double whoops.
So in Seaback, Washington, there's a street there called Sesame Street.
No!
Can you tell me how to get... Like, he was able to find it drunk.
I mean, that's good for him.
Yeah. But he crashed his drunk truck into a gas station. Then he abandoned it and...
Was Big Bird hurt?
Yes. That's a great question. See, I think Big Bird will be involved in this at some point in time.
Yeah.
As a key witness.
He's gonna get a summons.
Right. Mm. I also blame the Cookie Monster.
You think it's his fault?
I think so.
Special cookies, maybe?
Maybe. Instead of milk with those cookies, maybe bourbon.
No.
Just throwing it out there.
Oh, man.
Turns out this isn't the first time that he has suffered the DUI before.
Oh, dear.
He has had 5 DUIs
oh,
in the past
goodness.
10 years.
Ooh, that's not good.
This particular gentleman from, again, Seaback, Washington, who ran his truck into a gas station and left it on Sesame Street.
Dang.
Legal defense counsel will be headed up by Bert and Ernie. 98.7 K-Love. Thank you so much for waking up with Miles in the morning.
Rubber ducky.
Sometimes moose tipping is just not enough fun. Fire from America
about?
This morning is not in Florida. It's the complete opposite spectrum of the United States and Alaska.
Oh, yeah, opposite in all senses of the word.
Yep.
There's a guy from Bristol Bay Borough in Alaska, 300 miles from Anchorage, in the middle of nowhere. He's 22 years old.
Dang.
So, again, he was, you know, bored from moose tipping. So instead, he decided, you know what I'm going to do tonight?
What?
I'm going to go break into the fire station.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to steal a fire truck.
Who wouldn't want to do
big.
That?
He then decided to steal the fire truck, turn the emergency lights on, and drive it into a bar. Not drive it to a bar.
Oh, no.
Drive
into.
It. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Is the siren at least on for a little warning Woo-hoo. For those people?
Yeah, the flashers and everything.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you think this is kind of crazy.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to get arrested for doing stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, odds
I'm just
are
throwing it
you
out there.
You think, right?
He's done this before.
Are you kidding me? What a flex.
3 years ago, he was arrested for stealing a vehicle from another fire station.
Oh, my gosh. Does he have some sort of weird obsession with fire trucks?
Fire truck, yeah. He's facing charges for burglary, vehicle theft, char the same, criminal mischief. And a charge for violating his release after a DUI he got just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, no.
This is the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there's a GoFundMe account.
What,
for him?
Are you kidding me? To, like, get him out of jail?
Free Dawson Cody Porter. Goal right now is $10,000.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot.
How much is that moose?
Says no donations yet. Be the first to help.
Oh, no one's donated.
Yes.
That's sad.
We have created this GoFundMe in order to see him released from detention. If we succeed in raising the money to pay his bill, any additional donations will be paid to the Red Dog Saloon and Hotel.
Oh, that's good. They're trying to do something nice for the community.
To ensure he has a place to stay while awaiting a fair trial.
Oh, darn.
Just kidding.
It's greatness. Good for him. Fired from America. It's one of my favorites of all time.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
Always a sad day when we have to fire somebody from Texas. From America. Unfortunately, it's happening this morning. Coming out of Fort Worth.
No, and it's so close.
I know. What's up, Funky Town? 7-Eleven over there. Listen, I know the mass debate's getting out of control for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I do. But this is not the way to handle it.
Are you kidding me right now? You're not going to sell me this? It's going to take you to... I'm spreading more dirt staining here, for God's sakes. I'm not paying for that. I'm not paying for it. We have a right in America not to wear a mask. If you don't watch the news, we don't have to do this.
It says on the
mask. There. Find it. I'm not going to try to get it. I think it went over there.
She spit on the counter.
Are you kidding
Gross.
Me?
Like, she spit on the counter at 7-Eleven.
That's next level crazy.
Right.
Like, it's already bad that you're yelling and spitting just by yelling or whatever. Mm-hmm.
By the way, we don't have
spit.
To do it. Have you been watching the news?
I know.
Actually, I think it's that the news has been telling us that we're required right now
yes.
to wear the mask. So,
and I'm like, Tarrant County specifically in the news because they made that decision on Monday.
Yeah. So...
And even if you have the right to not wear the mask, businesses have the right to
refuse service. No shirt, no shoes, no mask. Goodbye.
There was a sign posted on the mm-hmm. entrance
yeah.
that you have to wear a mask.
She still tried to go in without one.
Oh, no. Dang, lady.
All that for a case of Miller Lite.
Not all Miller Lite, but the hill you're going to die on is a case of beer.
Well, the worst part is, like, you know what? I understand some people are frustrated and they're upset about, you know, they feel like they're losing their freedoms. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it, okay? But don't then follow it up by spitting all over
right?
the counter.
Yeah, he's just doing what he's told to do.
Exactly. The man's just trying to do his job.
Yeah,
have some respect there.
Exactly.
That's it. If you ask somebody to take their shoes off when they come over to your house because you don't want them tracking stuff in,
right.
this is the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Exactly.
Nobody's taking your freedoms away.
No.
We're just asking her to respect. That's mm-hmm. all. Anyway, she is fired from America. Boom.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.